It's April 15th and time for Social and Six.
We'll be telling you about the six most important updates today, including a new Reels feature from Instagram, AI ad tools from Reddit, and TikTok's latest shopping push.
So if you enjoy this episode, please let us know with a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Now, without further ado, let's get started. First up, Instagram is reportedly developing a new tool that recommends Reels in your DMs.
Recent reports tell us Instagram is working on a new feature called Blend, which recommends Reels to you and another user, quote, based on the Reels you've shared with each other and your Reels interests. The in-app prompt also says that blends are private between the two of you and you can leave a blend at any time, which leads us to assume that Blend will be a separate feed or thread within the DM section of the app. To clarify, Instagram DMs aren't automatically end-to-end encrypted, and even then, encryption is only available in some countries. So before you ask, can Instagram see the Reels I'm sharing in a private chat? Chances are, it can.
It's been a hot minute since Instagram came out with a new organic feature, and I have to say I'm a fan of this one. It's also really similar to Meta's recent collaborative collections feature, which let you save posts to a shared space where you can comment on and discuss them as a closed group. Now, we know that how much reach your Reels get is helped enormously by the act of sharing between friends in private channels. The head honcho at Instagram, Adam Mosseri, knows this and has said as much in interviews. Social is slowly but surely shifting from something that takes place in public feeds to something that takes place between carefully chosen audiences in more private streams, like the DMs. With Blend, Instagram's tapping into this trend and effectively making content discovery a group activity. So despite not being the most measurable, try making this a metric or a success marker for your Reels. Is it something that friends, colleagues, or families could bond over, discuss together, use as a conversation starter, or laugh at together? If the answer to any of the above is yes, then your Reels will probably perform all the better for it.
Next up, Facebook has made some updates to its video player. Facebook has given its video player an upgrade. Yep, it's basically streamlined all of its video formats, that's Reels, long-form video, and live video, into one singular full-screen 9x16 video experience. Full-screen is the key word here, because previously, Facebook would recommend videos of varying formats if you tapped onto a video and scrolled through the video feed. While videos will appear vertical automatically, you'll see a new option on most 16:9 videos that mean you can rotate your device and watch full-screen in landscape view. Plus, the update includes new controls so you can pause, rewind, or skip ahead as you wish. The update is rolling out on iOS and Android first in the US and Canada, but we'll see it get a wider release in the coming months. And another thing, which probably won't come as a surprise, Facebook says that along with this update, it's improving its interest-based video recommendations and will up the number of Reels it recommends to meet growing demand.
Honestly, I'm surprised this update has taken this long. Mill and I actually had to open our Facebook apps yesterday and double check this because I was convinced that it must already be in place. But no, until now, the most common video ratio size for Facebook is still square, and even the portrait uploads weren't full screen. So what this means for you, if you're creating video for Facebook, make sure you're uploading in 9:16. I'll go a step further and advise you to actually shoot your Facebook content in 9:16 so you don't end up with an awkward crop. Failing that, you can actually do 16:9 as Mill said, so at least then your content will still be full screen when users turn their phone. And thanks to YouTube, this user behavior is already well established. After this Facebook update is rolled out, those videos that are still posted in square or 4x5 will be smaller than others in the video feed and then play with black bars either side. Not to mention, you'll be missing out on making your content more immersive and ultimately more engaging on the platform. Over to YouTube, which wants to get more creators recommending your products.
YouTube has a few new updates to its shopping tools recently, the first of which is Shopping Collections. Creators who've connected their own stores to YouTube or enrolled in YouTube's affiliate shopping program can now display and group their product recommendations in their product list, store tab, and video description. It's basically like an Amazon storefront, but for YouTube, where the creator earns a commission from the products that they list. YouTube's also launching an affiliate hub in the app, so affiliate creators can find the latest list of affiliate program partners, see the commission rates these partners are offering, receive promo codes to promote products with, and request samples from brands. These updates are limited to users and creators in certain locations for now, but definitely one to look out for.
YouTube helping you to have more of your products discovered and purchased can only be a good thing. It's no secret that the platform's huge portfolio of hauls, product reviews, and how-tos are already a natural point in the consideration phase of a customer journey. YouTube, of course, wants to be responsible for that final phase as well. Now, the collections feature will essentially turn a creator's channel into a storefront. So if you regularly work with a creator, you can arrange to have your products listed on their channel permanently or just for the duration of your campaign. So giving audiences a really convenient and direct way to buy things that they've seen their favorite creator talk about in their latest video. Its affiliate hub, on the other hand, essentially gives creators a list of shopping partners. So if you're one of YouTube's shopping partners, it means creators will easily be able to see that, and they'll be able to make the first move, as it were, asking you if you want to establish a brand partnership deal with your brand. It's very similar to Meta and TikTok's creator marketplaces, which I'm sure many of you will be familiar with already.
Next up, B2B advertising is coming to the big screen as LinkedIn announces a handful of new performance features. Another ad update, this time on LinkedIn. The platform's now offering connected TV ads so that B2B marketers can broadcast their campaigns on connected TVs and streaming devices across a network of publishers, including Paramount, Roku, and Samsung ads. Another similar offering is LinkedIn Premier Ads, which are part of a partnership with NBC Universal, and basically they will let advertisers target decision makers who watch some of the network's most popular shows via ads on its streaming services. Now, both of these ad solutions are currently available in Canada and the US, but I'm sure they'll get a wider rollout soon. And if you've got a live event coming up, you can promote it with LinkedIn's new live event ads. Pretty self-explanatory. These ads show up in the feed as a promoted post, complete with a preview of your live event and a call to action to register, tune in, or watch it back, depending on when the event took place.
It's a bumper episode for those of you working in paid social today, but I'm sure any businesses running LinkedIn campaigns will be thankful for these updates. Connected TV is such an interesting space to me because it's been going on YouTube for a while, and that behavior is growing more popular, but it isn't normalized yet, and certainly not across wider social platforms. It almost blends the so-called best practice that currently separates social ads from TV ads, and one of two things will happen. Either people will get used to seeing social-style ads on the big screen and change how we approach TV ads, or we'll see social ads start to look and feel more like TV ads. The idea with this is to provide TV-like reach for your LinkedIn promotions, but the thing about TV-like reach is typically it isn't all that targeted or specific, which B2B ads typically have to be to perform. What I will say is it's always worth testing. I'll be really interested to see what LinkedIn reports back with when they have a greater understanding of what kind of ads perform best for their connected TV spots. Until then, there's always the live event ads, which I can already see being wildly useful for webinars and live podcasts and the like. I know a lot of you holding webinars, for example, will use a third-party platform or YouTube to host these, but considering LinkedIn is the business platform, I can see them taking a big piece of the pie with this ad type, despite it being a paid-for feature. The data agrees with me anyway, because LinkedIn says the number of professionals viewing events in the app grew by 34% over the last year. Next up, TikTok knows people are buying stuff on its app and it wants to help you make them your customers.
TikTok is continuing to push commerce, first off by making its video shopping ads globally available, but it's also making them discoverable from the search tab instead of just the For You page. It's also making it easier for Shopify merchants to integrate their catalog and product data, and TikTok will use this to automatically populate ad formats like carousel and product tiles with the required assets, so you don't have to do this manually. And it's launching a new product card format for shop ads, which lets you promote your products directly within the shop tab using a pre-existing image and details from your product catalog. Also new from TikTok, the other week on Social & Six, we told you about a new photo-based app in the works from TikTok called TikTok Photos. According to reports, that project is moving forward, but it's now under the name TikTok Notes. We'll keep you updated as we hear more, but definitely one to keep an eye on. Make sure you listen to our latest episode to get the full lowdown on this one.
Photos, shopping, search, is there a digital space our beloved TikTok doesn't want a slice of? I've actually started seeing these video shopping ads on my For You page already, so chances are that you have too. But this update means that any brand will be able to make use of them, and you absolutely should. When TikTok's mantra is make TikToks not ads, its advertising offering to brands has to live up to that mantra. With carousel ads, the aim is to reflect the type of posts that people are used to seeing and engaging with in feed, helping to make your ads as native as possible. Organic photo mode posts or carousels on TikTok are almost as frequent on the FYP as videos now, so being able to craft your ads in the same format just makes sense. The product tile ads are a little different, but certainly interactive. I saw one recently from a makeup brand that definitely made me stop out of curiosity, if nothing else. So my advice, get them while they're hot and give yourself an attention-grabbing edge over the brands sticking to video ads. The final cherry on the cake is search, a really powerful corner of TikTok, which with this update, you can tap into to position your ads and products as the solution to people's queries. So for example, if I search office outfit inspo, your new tailored trousers could be the first search result that I see.
And finally, Reddit's all aboard the AI train with several new areas you can automate your efforts. Reddit's hopping on the AI ads wagon with some updates that might save you some time. First off, smart headlines. How this works is you enter the URL you want to send people to, and Reddit will automatically generate some ad headlines for you. It says this is all done based on data from Reddit's unique audience. Elsewhere, there's a smart cropping function that automatically reformats your ad creative so it's optimized for Reddit's ad specs. Plus, they've got some improvements to the daily budget allocation process to hopefully give you better results for automated placement, the ability to bulk edit and duplicate your ad campaigns, and finally, Reddit is expanding its automated bidding strategy, which automatically sets an ad cost amount for advertisers to help you get more bang for your ad bucks.
Another day, another automation update. AI tools and automation for both imagery and copy are an epidemic in social ads at the moment, but this one from Reddit does differ slightly in that usually the data used by AI tools to generate headlines is based on what typically converts more, based on previous successful ad campaigns. What Reddit's saying is instead of pulling from a pool of other ads from other brands, it'll pull from everyday posts from everyday users, helping you mimic their language in order to better resonate with them. It is an interesting proposition, and again, certainly something to play with, but a word of warning. If every brand does this, every brand headline will look and sound the same. If I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. Your brand's unique tone of voice is a distinctive asset, so don't lose that. Now, smart cropping, on the other hand, is smart indeed. Make multiple deliverables and exports a thing of the past. That is an automation I can get behind.
Well, as ever, there's loads of interesting updates there, but I just want to focus on the blend update from Instagram. I think it's really interesting because I can really see how this would actually be quite useful for people, because I personally use Reels in that sense of, like, when I'm sharing a Reel with someone, I will always... my default option is to send it to them via DM as opposed to, like, just leaving a comment underneath the Reel. I don't know why, but that's just what I'm doing now. And I feel like it'd be useful because Instagram, I think, is actually pretty good at recommending stuff to me that it thinks I'd like. I've actually, because I watch a lot of, like, food content on Instagram, and it's recommending me loads of good, like, food creators that I'm like, oh, I actually really like this person's content. So I feel like if we apply that formula to, like, this blend feature, I think it's going to recommend me some pretty, like, smart food ideas, because I have a shared, like, collection with Joe, my partner. It's called What's for Tea, and we just pop in our little reels for, like, what we like to cook. So I think hopefully Instagram's going to give us some nice recommendations of what's for tea.
No, definitely. I think, yeah, as we've touched on, that similarity to the collaborative collections feature is interesting. It definitely feels like part of a wider push where, as we said, like, sharing content and talking about content, reacting to it, experiencing it, it's becoming more of a group activity. Yeah. I think, like, A, organically, but then B, like, it's nice to see Instagram making a feature based on user behavior for once, like, it's been so long, rather than, you know, looking at what's working on other platforms perhaps and integrating that. I can see this working. They're gonna, like, hate this, but comparing it to how you share TikToks with a friend, and it's in that DM, and, like, if you scroll up and down between what's been sent, you don't end up back in the for you page. You are going, you're traveling through this almost curated feed, which is videos from me and videos from you. And I actually think both that algorithm and now Reels algorithm is getting better at knowing who your, like, close friends are, who you interact with the most. It'll be picking up on things like who's viewing your profile, who's watching your stories the quickest.
Yeah.
All of that tells Instagram who your good buddies are.
Yeah.
And so it's really likely that me and my best friend will see the same sort of videos anyway, because it knows that, or it wants to encourage that sharing. So this is just formalizing that process, I think, and especially if it lets you have chat in there as well as just videos, that there is some uncertainty at the moment whether it's going to be like a video feed purely, or if it's going to be more like DMs where there's room for conversation, etc. I think the latter would be more interesting, because then, like the collections feature, you can discuss it, talk around it.
Yeah, I think that's what they want as well. They want to get people, like, reacting, talking about it, like, more engaging sort of thing.
Definitely. Use them as conversation starters.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting there. I think the collections feature, what we'd said, was a bit like a Pinterest collaborative board where you can always use it to plan things like what's for tea.
What's for tea? There you go.
So interesting point there. And it brings me on to the next story I wanted to talk about, which was one of the updates to TikTok's video shopping ads, specifically having them use the search results as a new inventory space.
Yeah.
So interesting. Such rich territory there, and again, it's reminding me of Pinterest a little bit. It's giving Pinterest like going to TikTok to search, which we know Gen Z are doing more and more frequently over channels like Google, which is insane, to find all sorts, like from food, outfit, travel, inspo, advice, what should I capture my Instagram posts? Like they are searching everything on there. And if your ad can be in like the top search results, not only am I seeing, you know, try-ons, hauls, product reviews, somewhere to buy it from you as well, and with this create a recommendation angle built in, I think it would be more effective than Google in getting me to convert genuinely. So I think this is going to be a real game changer.
It's so powerful, isn't it? Like it's like, as you said, it's like kind of, you're looking for things, you're finding things, there's a place to buy things. It's kind of all neatly wrapped up in like one package. It's really just convenient for people who are looking to make a purchase. And even I'm not that active on TikTok, but now I've started using TikTok over Google as a search engine, which is like, for me, I think that's quite a big deal, because I never really use, like, it's like my behavior has changed.
It shows that trust has grown.
It shows that trust has grown, yeah. And it's like, I will use it for clothing because I find that that's really useful, or shoes or something like that, because it's so useful to see what it looks like on a real person. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, in like the real kind of lighting, and it's not like a stock photo. And also travel, I find that I'm like searching for, again, this goes about food. Why am I so obsessed with food? But like, if I'm going to Dublin soon. So it's like, I literally typed in TikTok, like food in Dublin. And I did that first before I did Google, because I guess it just shows that I trust TikTok more than Google now for like the good places to go, you know, the good food places to go. So yeah, it's very, very interesting.
Yeah, 100%. That's it for this week. For those of you coming to our Social Minds live event in London in just over a week's time, I'll see you there. And for everyone else, I'll see you in a few weeks' time when we'll be back with another episode.